Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks for listening to this podcast from Middays with Susie Larson.
It's only just a matter of.
Thanks so much for listening to this bonus content from the Midday Show today. We've been walking through the questions, what did the Lord teach you this past year? What life lesson will you take with you in the coming year? What do you want from the Lord in this next year, and how has Jesus changed you? Well, we had so many responses, we couldn't get to them all. So we've got a little bit of bonus content to add on to our live show. Right now, I've got a friend named Stephanie Rittenour on the line, and she's got some stories and some testimonies to share. Stephanie, so good to talk with you.
Hi, thank you. It's so good to talk with you as well.
I mean, if we can't talk, you know, face to face, might as well just get you on the show so we can catch up, right?
Exactly.
Yes. So let's walk through these questions. I would love to hear your answers. What did the Lord teach you this past year?
Oh, that is such an incredibly deep question. I've been through quite a journey with the Lord this year, but I think to summarize it, firstly, I definitely learned how to truly let go of control. I tend to be kind of a type A controlling person. And when I had to walk through my valley, I definitely learned to let go and let the Lord have his way with me and especially my family and my children. Mm. And then secondly, I think he's also taught me how to be vulnerable enough to let others in to help take care of me and my family.
You know, Stephanie, Kim and I, my producer and I, were talking a little bit earlier in the show about when you're a type A, when you're a doer and a producer, grace doesn't always come easy because we're so used to managing so many things. And for the sake of context, Stephanie, why don't you give us a little bit of understanding of what your valley was? You have three little boys and you out of nowhere were hit with a health challenge.
Yes. This summer through the fall, I started losing feeling and strength in my feet, legs, hands, and arms. And then at the very end of it, and by September Labor Day, I also lost most of the function of my face. So I couldn't blink or smile. And my mom came to live with us for a little while, and I had to learn to solely rely on her and my husband, Nick, to meet all of my needs. They had to care for everything because I couldn't do anything on my own. And then to watch my children, you know, they're 6, 5, and 3. Oh, that was hard. Mm. Learning how to go back to God and letting him have that control over, is my family going to be okay? Is my husband going to be able to do all of this for us? And we didn't have an end goal. There was nothing found out yet. It took until middle of September for the Mayo Clinic doctors to tell me I had CIDP, which is a chronic form of Guillain-Barré. It's an autoimmune. Thank the Lord, they were able to find some treatments, and I'm home and doing very, very well. But through that valley, to not know if things were going to get better, and being on my knees and just praying that the Lord would give me some of that strength back so I could be a mom, so I could be a wife.
Steph, I know so well as a young mom what that is like to face a disease where you are suddenly incapacitated and you have to watch your dear husband exhaust himself with three busy little boys. And people can't know the kind of fear and despair you can face, especially when you are a doer and you want to be their mom. You want to be the engaged one managing everything. But you did walk through that with so much faith and precious smile on your face when you could smile, Stephanie. Just really honor your faith. So what life lesson would you take with you in the coming year?
Oh, I want to make sure I always bring that new perspective for life with me. I often stop and look at my hands and truly am baffled that I can use them again, that I can open a bottle of water, or I will never forget the day I could zip up my son's jacket or help him put on his shoes. Like, just those little things, staying positive about what God gives us. Our bodies are incredible, and I had lost sight of that for quite a while. So I want to always be remembering, even in the midst of the chaos, that having a daycare in my home and the three kids in school can be a little frustrating still. I'm still learning to be patient and to go back to where God has brought us from to keep me positive and joyful through those circumstances. And I think, too, I'm learning to have a newfound perspective for those around me, too. And I want to always remember that, to be quick to give that smile and that sympathetic look versus the judgment that sometimes I've done before. I have learned that autoimmune can sometimes be very silent. And even though outwardly we may look okay or maybe seem okay, but there could be those challenges, and we don't know who around us just needs that encouragement, needs that smile, needs that compassion from us. And so I really want to have eyes wide open. I want the Lord to give me a fresh perspective on what others around me might be going through and maybe be able to help them through that.
I think that's so important. Stephanie, I've heard that so many times. People who judge people with autoimmune or chronic health because we do look so normal on the outside until they walk through their own valley and they come back around and say, I didn't know what I was talking about. And, you know, John Eldridge says, one day your story will be told correctly. And at this age now, I mean, my youngest just turned 30, and I was bit by the deer tick during that pregnancy. So all these years later, I now really don't care what people think, because I know what I need to do to be healthy, and I know the boundaries and limits I need to respect, and they've proven right. And so people can think what they want. I know what I need to do because it shows, because I can really get a lot done when I respect my limits. But I think that's true for everybody. Everybody has their limits. And I think when you're not forced to respect your limits is when you defy those limits and you pay a price anyway, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure. I've definitely learned the hard way that if I push too hard one day, I pay for it the next. And not just me, but I have to remember my children and my family and put them first always.
Yeah, you're not doing this just for you. And again, I'd say the lesson applies across the board. Sometimes we think we live on an island, but whatever our choices are, others are impacted. So I just think it's a heightened sensitivity when you're dealing with a chronic health issue and you've got a family to care for. You know, what I always think is I've made commitment to these listeners every day, and I can't do certain things if it's going to squander my strength when I've made a promise to show up every day. And there's times I draw boundaries, and again, not everybody understands, but it's really okay because God knows. So, all right, well, how about this one? What about this one? What do you want from the Lord in this next year?
Oh, this next year, I'm very much looking forward to 2020. I want the Lord to take me deeper, and with Him, especially in my quiet time, I was able, I guess you could say, the silver lining of all of this, being in the hospital for I don't know how many weeks and having to be by myself, I got that fresh time to just dive into God's word and to put His word back into my heart. And I had kind of lost sight of that a little bit. Always told myself, oh, I'm too busy. I don't have time. I'm too tired. Well, I do have time. And so I really want Him and I to take a new journey together. And I also want to be taught more patience too. I don't have time anymore to always feel frustrated or impatient. And I have always struggled with that, but I want the Lord to really work on that in my life this year. I also want to watch Him just keep working in my kids' lives. They were changed through all of this too. They had to watch Nick and I on our knees. Like, they watched me and Nick and even their grandma, my mom, cry together and lift up our arms together. And they saw that and they learned patience and empathy. We talk about that a lot, that we want to have sympathy for those around us. The Lord always takes care of us. He is faithful. And I'm hoping this year is the year that our youngest, Spencer, will put his trust and his faith in the Lord. The other two have done that, and it was so precious. So I'm really praying that this year will be his year. And if not, that's okay, but I would love to see that this year. And I really just want, I just want that time in my word, not my word, I'm sorry, in God's word, to really just keep going deeper with Him and learning how to be, especially that wife. Oh, I really want my marriage is wonderful. I love Nick so much, but I really want to make sure that we keep that central too, and that my family sees that the Lord is still working through us.
Well, you sound like someone who's just come through the valley, because those are some pretty steady and sturdy priorities. And I think when you're boiled down and you're in the fire, that is what happens. What emerges is, you know, the main things become the main things again. And so I would venture that you would say you wouldn't want to go through it again, but you probably wouldn't trade the treasures that you've taken from it too, right?
Right. I guess that leads to the fourth question. How is the Lord changed me. It kind of all goes into that because I was given a book. It's called Bible Promises for You. I attend Buffalo Covenant Church in Buffalo, and some of the pastors came out to see me and gave me this book of these beautiful Bible promises with just scripture, and I have really loved going through it. And at one point we were talking, and we realized when you're at the bottom, the very bottom, I mean, there is nowhere else to look but up. There's nowhere else to go but up, and up is where the Lord is. And I feel like that has really just changed my life, because when I finally did look up, because there were days where I didn't, I just stayed on self-pity and crying. But when God finally got a hold of it in my heart and looking up, I realized He is still there. He's still in control of our lives, even though we may not feel that. It may not always be present. He really does have us, and He has our family, and He is in control, and He's got a reason and a purpose. And that's very humbling, mm-hmm. but also gives peace.
Yeah.
And I think once I found that peace, my family kind of settled into more of a peace, even though, I mean, it was still very, very difficult. And then my mom broke her leg in the middle of all of it.
Wow.
So we had to help her through that, and she had surgery, and she's great now too, but just kind of a lot was happening.
Yeah.
And then our church, our beautiful church, stepped in, and my mother-in-law stepped in, and family and friends, and we still don't have the words to say thank you. And just the way that God surrounded us that way changed our lives, and we really want to make sure we're now the ones that can give back to those around us.
Well, that, again, is just the church, you know, shining its light so much. I mean, that's when you see what we're made of as the body of Christ. We're supposed to be there for each other and for the hurting and the broken in our communities. And what a beautiful display, Stephanie. Well, I just pray you continue to get stronger and healthier. I pray 2020 is a breakthrough year for you physically and spiritually and every other way. And we just honor your faith, dear girl. We thank you so much for calling today.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, God bless you, hon.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. So we've got a couple more messages off of our faith line that we'll play for this bonus content, and then we'll call it a wrap. Let's listen in. What do you have, Kim?
Yeah, we heard from Diane, and she is sharing some of the things that she's learned this year.
I'd like to answer, what has God taught me this year? I think that was the question. And I'm so happy to be able to answer that and share it. It is such an honor. God showed me a deeper level of humility and surrender. He showed me what that looked like for me at this stage in my journey. And I'll tell you, it changed my life and brought me peace about things I never thought I would have peace over. So I would encourage all believers to ask God to show them what a deeper form of humility and surrender looks like for their journey right now. Thank you, Susie, and Faith Radio for everything you do.
I can't say enough about Andrew Murray's little book on humility, published by Bethany House. You could probably get it off of Amazon for $5. It will change your life if you're ready to just explore humility. Powerful book.
Great recommendation, Susie. So we've got another message. This one's from Elizabeth. She wanted to answer all four of the questions.
So the first question, what did the Lord teach you this year? This is tough because God has taught me so much this year. I learned first that in our darkest hours, He will use that season for a reason. I started the year coming out of a season of situational depression, but in God's economy, everything is just but a season, according to Ecclesiastes. He also taught me the importance of using my gifts to live a calling through my new role at Safe Families for Children. Actually, it was through Faith Radio. I was listening to Susie Larson's show with Holly Girth, and Holly had said that the devil doesn't want to steal your strength. And that was really eye-opening to me, that I had the strength of being able to communicate with people, and that was important to my work, because I work for Safe Families for Children and we cultivate community. And the sheer value of communication and the ability to connect with people through words and conversation is such a critical tool that God blessed us with. And we're able to make an impact in people's lives, but the devil constantly has us second-guessing ourselves in what we said or what we shouldn't say or what we hold back. And I just really felt like in that moment that God had reminded me to speak with authority that he has given me, and it has made all the difference in how I've moved forward in my career and in my life and in my relationships. And the life lesson that I'm taking into the next year is exactly that, that God expects me and wants me to ask big and believe big, and he will show up despite my own striving. Like, he gifted me, he gave me the gifts that I have been blessed with, but really I can do everything that I can, but in the end, it really is him that is will show up and will make it happen. And just to love deeper, love greater, you know, I'm really challenged on the biblical hospitality piece to just think about what that looked like in the first century church and how I live that out today. I'm a little protective of my space, so it's fun to have God challenge me in that respect. The third question of what do you want from the Lord in this next year? I just want the continued wisdom to write, speak, and empower others to really love fully and walk that faith like God asked us in the church. I think, you know, when I think about the mustard seed of faith, like it this year I was taught that just a mustard seed is more than enough. It's big, and yet it's so hard to have that mustard seed of faith. So walking into next year, I just look forward to continuing to grow that seed to just expect more out of God and know that he is with us even in the trying times. And how has Jesus changed me in the past year? Actually, Jesus used the Susie Larson show and spoke through your interview with Holly Girth. We're in just not that long ago, a couple months ago maybe, and she had said that the devil is trying to steal your strength. And it just was a light bulb that went off in my head that the strength of words and conversations is just paramount to my work and to my life and to just creating authentic connection and community, which is really what my calling is. And the devil is trying to make me doubt myself in conversations or in the communication path that I have and just nitpicking me to death and in through second guessing or through criticism of others. And really leaning into that is the strength that God gave me. And so I won't let him steal that anymore, that I will choose to hear only God's words and to really lean into the power of communication so that I am loving others first and living a full life with God. And I just am just incredibly grateful that he showed up in that space and gave me just really an incredible year of transformation. And I look forward to everything that he is doing through me and my work. And I just surrender to whatever he has for me next.
What a great place to end a year and start another one. Thanks so much for sharing, Elizabeth.
So, Kim, I think we have one more friend who's called in the faith
line. Yes, Lee experienced some healing this year.
It's been a year of going through some deep healing of some early emotional trauma, as well as some very difficult family relationships. But it's been a year of so much freedom. A couple of weeks ago, I turned 36, and I just wrote down a few notes of what I learned for the year. This was a year I learned to follow Jesus. It was a year I learned to live by his Spirit, the year where I was shown how to walk in his way by abiding in him through his Spirit. The year I almost always woke up early before the sunrise to sit at his feet and to sit in his presence. The year I began to lose my striving and live in trusting. The year I began to know the Father's love for me and live as his daughter. The year I learned to worship and to put on a garment of praise. The year I learned to look for his goodness in whatever circumstance I found myself in and to find his peace in every storm. It was a year I learned I'm deeply loved and delighted in. It was a beautiful year, a chosen year, and a year never to be forgotten.
Wow, what beautiful words, Kim. Mm. That was a great one to end on.
And that's something it sounds like she journaled probably. Yeah. So a time of reflection that she can come back to. And
yeah, very good. I pray you found some encouragement here. I see just a kind of a continuum of these stories, humility, surrender, letting go of control, God's faithfulness, his attention to detail, his capacity to redeem and restore the story, his involvement, even when it feels like he's not near, he is near. He's God. He's with us. He's Emmanuel. I pray that you find God's nearness today. I pray that you get a sense of his faithfulness. Before you travel into the next year, pause and consider the faithfulness of God from this past year. I think it's good for your heart. It honors God, and it's good for the soul. Kim, I wish you the merriest Christmas ever, and it's an honor to work with you. God bless you, my friend.
Thanks so much, and Merry Christmas to you.
And thank you so much. Until next time, be blessed. Thanks for listening to this bonus podcast from Middays with Susie Larson. This content is available thanks to the gifts of generous listeners just like you. You can become a supporter today at myfaithradio.com.